Joining us now in the Carolina Fifth Quarter Show is Coach Andy Hampton of the Wellington Napoleon Tigers. Wellington had a busy week this week. They beat Carrollton on Monday, beat Concordia on Tuesday, and then again tonight beat St. Paul in I-70 conference action. Tigers moved to 19-0 on the season, 4-0 in the I-70 conference. Coach Hampton, great week. Thanks for calling. Talk about your game against St. Paul tonight.
Well, we got off to a really good start early. I think we were up 19-4 at one point, and it ended at 19-7. And then we really kind of just hung around there for the second quarter. We were up 11 at the half, got up 18 in the third, and then ended up winning by 18. So we did a lot of good things tonight. St. Paul had a pretty good game plan for us, and we didn't shoot the ball real well tonight offensively. But, defensively, you got to be happy holding the team to 33 points. Anytime you can do that, you should be in pretty good shape. And so, on the defensive side, they do a lot of ball screens, which are hard to defend. And so, for the most part, I thought we did a pretty good job on that. But I was just proud of the girls. You know, we kind of hit a lull a little bit in the middle of the game, but we were able to hold on for a big victory.
And then earlier in the week, you hold Carrollton to 27 points. You hold Concordia to 43 points. So, obviously, your girls are bought in defensively. What do you think the key is to your defensive performances this year?
Well, we talked all year from the beginning that that's what we were going to pride ourselves on. And, that's how girls were going to get playing time, was by playing defense. And so, we've had a lot of success with it all year. We've got a pretty athletic group that just likes to get after it and try to pressure the ball as much, and press and try to create a lot of turnovers and use that to help create our offense and transition. And so, that really was the case tonight early. We were able to get some turnovers with some full court pressure and get some easy shots early to kind of build a little bit of a lead and never look back from there. So, earlier this week against Carrollton and Concordia, kind of the same thing as far as just, trying to wear people down a little bit and be the one that's a little bit more in shape. And, tonight I think we're a little gassed a little bit early after we put on that pressure. But, we had a long week, and I think I figured it up. We played about 6-7 games in about 11 days. And so it was, a long two-week stretch here. So we need the weekend to recover a little bit going into a big week next week.
Yeah, the great thing, if you have a team that's a solid defensive team, defensive travels, defense never has an off shooting night. So who's kind of leading the way this year for the Tigers?
Well, we've got two sophomore twins that have done a really good job for us that are both averaging double figures offensively, but, really get our defense going too with Aiden and Bree Shannon. Tonight we got a really good game out of Allison Dean, another sophomore for us offensively. She chipped in 11 points. We have a senior guard in Emmy Bates who has really helped us out defensively as well, just, being a great athlete and, being able to kind of give Aiden and Bree a little bit of a breather sometimes and guarding the other team's one of their better players. And a junior, Sydney Niewig, has been a real good post player for us. She's very athletic. She runs the floor well and plays pretty good defense. And, our bench has been solid too. We've been able to sub in a lot of girls, and we pretty much play 10 every night. And, each and every one of them comes in and does a good job and knows their role. We got a good game out of Liam Briggle tonight, junior post player. And Elena Novak, Gracie Hager, Willie McLean, and Kelsey Best are other girls that have really come in and done a good job for us. And that's the one good thing about our team is I've been really happy with, it's been a team effort every time we play, and we're getting contribution from every single person. And so that's something as a coach that makes you feel good, and knowing that you can put some people in to give some blows here and there and never miss a beat. So that's been a huge positive for us.
Well, and when you're pressuring as much as you guys are on the defensive end, it's nice to have kids that you can trust defensively to carry out the assignments and carry out your game plan and your scheme. So next week, you guys back in I-70 conference play, you play a Santa Fe team at Santa Fe on Tuesday that, coming off of a couple big wins, they beat Marshall in the Slater tournament, and they beat Crest Ridge tonight. So, one game at a time, you beat them earlier in the year. What are you going to have to do Tuesday to beat Santa Fe?
Well, you know, it's always a good matchup with us in Santa Fe. It's a rivalry game for our two schools, and you know, Coach Hobbs is a good friend of mine and does a great job down there, and always has his girls playing well at the end of the season. And so, you know, this will be a really tough game for us and a good matchup. You know, early on when we played is so long ago, but you know, we've both gotten better since then. And you know, these are the types of games you want to be playing in right now in February, right before districts. And, you know, you need to be playing in these tough games and competition and see where you're at and see what you got to improve on when you head into the few weeks here when it really does matter. And so big conference game, though. I think we're both undefeated in conference, and so this will have a huge advantage for whoever wins towards the conference championship. And so you know, we're hoping to get some rest this weekend and have a great practice on Monday and then head down to Santa Fe and be ready for a tough contest on Tuesday.